Hello, our wonderful patrons.
Hello, my friends.
I want to say thank you, all 51 of you, for being fantastic patrons. Can't do it without you.
We're only 100 people away from our goal of having as many followers as there are Gen 1 Pokemon.
I fucking knew it as soon as you said that.
Yeah. No, I knew. I knew you get it.
Definitely, if we had 151 patrons, we'll say, what Pokemon are you?
Yeah, what kind of Pokemon are you? Oh, whatever.
I don't even know. I can't believe that this is the first gen, I think, with a dolphin Pokemon.
Is it?
Yeah. And there's no Capybara Pokemon, which really disappoints me.
I mean, I guess you could go through there and be like, that's kind of like a Capybara.
There's rodent Pokemon, but none of them are our little coconut dog friends.
Munin kind of reminds me of one. I don't know. Whatever.
Anyway, we are inspired by our latest series, Tista, with... Jordan, what was the fantastic character name in that series?
Well, there were two really fucking good ones. One is the Italian gangster known as Sabato Frappuccino. Sabato Frappuccino. Whereas the other guy, he's an artist with the name Artie Draw. Artie Droa. Like, holy shit.
So, in honor of that, we're going to be saying, what would all of our patrons' names be if they were characters in Tista?
If they were Americans, of course. Yes. Well, it's a Japanese author's idea about what an American name is. That's what this is.
Yeah. Jordan, why don't you kick things off? Because I think you have one more than me.
Okay, yeah. So, first we got, thank you, Dude Man Bro Guy, which is honestly pretty close.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, Guy Huge or something, right?
Or, like, Dudeman, Brogaya. I don't know, whatever, go away. Dudermanny. Okay.
And then we have, Lincoln Frey, where they would probably call him, like, Lincoln Freedom Person.
Lincoln Log.
Oh, fuck, that's really good. Lincoln Loggins.
Yeah, Link Loggins. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And then next, we got T, which of course would, which your Tista name would be Teason Teeman.
Mr. T.
Ah. Okay. Anyway, what about you?
And then for Tyler Bowden, I think it would be just a really patriotic name. So it would be like Tyler Freedom Eagle. That's your new name, Tyler. Congrats.
Next, we got Albie, and his name would, of course, be Albie Droa. He's Artie's brother.
Oh, not Albie Back? And it's Arnold Schwarzenegger?
That's a different kind of name, I think.
All right, fine. Next, we have Jeanette Davis, which I think would be... I was thinking janitor at first, but I feel like let's not call our patron... Well, there's nothing wrong with being a janitor, you know?
Nothing wrong with being a janitor!
Their name is Janitor Hall Cleanman.
Now we're getting into Hideo Kojima names.
Should we just name what Hideo Kojima would name these characters?
Yeah, I think we're more familiar with that anyway.
It's just noun, man.
It's this, not too different, honestly.
Yeah.
What about, did you already do Manly P. Hall?
What?
Did you already do Manly P.
Shit, Hall? You're right. Manly P. Hall, which I honestly, no notes.
It's kind of already there.
Right? And the P stands for Patriots.
That's a huge twist, actually. That would be a big twist. Like,
yeah.
Like he's on the phone with the president at the end. As we all know, your name is, thank you, Manly Patriots Hall.
Yeah, and there's a character's name is like Weisp or something, which is spy backwards. And they're like, how could I have known Weisp would have betrayed me?
Oh god. All right. Next I would like to thank Eric Alex Klein. Your Kojima name would of course be Americ Alex Kleinman.
For Mara Barra, their name would be Mara Beretta. And that arms dealer.
Marsupial Beretta.
Yeah, Marsupial Beretta.
Oh, next one is, I've had nightmares like this, says Misaka. Of course, your name would be Nightmare.
Oh, man.
Nightmare Misaka, Misakaman. Nightmare Misakaman.
Yes, inside of the two genders for Hideo Kojima, names that end in man and animal names.
Yeah.
Speaking of Isra Font, I think would be like the secret boss called Irrelevant Elephant.
Yeah.
And that's how you get the infinite ammo bandana.
Wait, hold on. What about ICBM elephant?
Fuck it. Shut up. Oh, yeah, and the missiles look like tusks.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah. Oh, man. We got Dennis James Moan, who would, of course, be the Moan.
I thought you were going to just say Dennis the Menace. Sounds like Hideo Kojima. Oh, sorry. Dennis Menace Man.
Dennis Menace.
Yeah, and then we have Drago, which I think the DR is Doctor, so it's actually Dr. Algo.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'll give you that. That's kind of already Hideo Kojima-y. Yeah,
right?
Uh-huh. We have Gabe Landau, who would, of course, be Land Gabo.
Gabe Landau under, and he's the one Australian person in this entire game.
It would be Landown under.
Crikey. Next we have the real Jory, which naturally means they're the real fake Jory.
Yeah.
Because we live in a society.
Real fake men.
Yeah, that actually sounds 100% out of everything we said, sounds the most like a Hideo Kojima character's real fake man. I really can't believe he has a live dead man.
He's got a live dead man in Enclave, man. Are you fucking kidding me? Okay, anyway, Hideo Kojima rules. Anyway, Scott Freesler, your name would be Freeze Burnman.
Simping for Senpai Ash is obviously going to be Ash Senpai Man. Or sorry, Ash Simp Man.
What about Senpai Kohaiman? Kohaiman? Ariella Weinberger.
No notes. Already a Hideo Kojima.
No. That's David's sister, by the way.
Yeah. She keeps asking to come over to see the dog, which is fair. And she accidentally shipped a package to my house, and I was with Rachel, and I was like, do you think she did this on purpose as an excuse to come over and see the puppy?
Galaxy braining.
No.
The ability to come over.
She didn't realize she had done that when I called her.
Oh, well.
But I was like, 300 IQ move if she had done that.
Well, you know, maybe she wiped her own memory which, in order to make it work. I mean, that is a Hideo Kojima move.
That's true. It's actually the signature attack of Staghorn, aka Mega Staghorn.
I think that's literally a Pokemon, David.
It's a Pokemon. Megahorn is definitely a move.
Yes, yes. We got Josh Robinson. Your name would be Josh Robinson of the Patriot.
Oh, fuck. That's good.
Yeah.
And then we've got Brian Sexton, who... I can't... Is he Brian Saxophone?
No, it would be Brain Sexman.
Say your next one.
Cram, your Kojima name is Cram Octopus.
Oh, I was going to say Cram Crab.
Crab Battle.
Crab. His name is Cram Crab Battle.
Cram Crab Battle!
And then we've got Tracking Girl Vandals for All Loving Girls and Raccoons Wolfwood. That's a little on the short side for Hideo Kojima, but you know.
Yeah, it would be, wait.
It would be Tracking Wolf, actually sounds like the name of a Hideo Kojima character.
Girl Tracking.
Go to the next one. Go to the next one, George.
Yeah, Tracking Wolf. Tracker Wolfwood. Okay, next we have Hans, who would be, Solid Hans.
And then we have Sarah Hydra, which imagine she had weather powers and it's Hailing Hydra.
Oh my god. It's like her name's already a Hideo Kojima name. Yeah.
The Tentacles of the Patriots.
That was in MGS4, I believe. Yeah. I think this was a boss. Beauty and the Beast unit. But yeah, let's see. Mavery, aka Marty. Well, I think it would be Maverick Mavery.
And then we have Rosendo Mendoza, which would be Rosie Garden Man. Rosie Gardner.
That's just a name.
And that's just a theory.
That's just a
Kojima
theory.
Yeah.
Rachel.
Oh, I got this one.
Oh yes, David, I'll give you the honors.
Banana pudding tummy ache woman.
Pudding banana man.
Oh, that's good. That's really good.
You got the next one.
I do, don't I? So we have Max Baker. Maximum Baker, yeah.
Yeah. Drew, okay. Drew Salat.
Then we have Derek, which would be just Great Big Sword Man.
Yeah. Great. No, first name Great Big, last name Swordman.
And I'm excited to have him back on. Sneak peek for our patrons and people who actually listen to this. Derek will be one of our returning guests for our Magu-chan series.
Yeah. You're going to hear from great big swordmen soon.
Mm-hmm.
Dylan Kreider, I'm going to say yours is Killen Rider.
Mine, Dolphin, this would be Disaster Dolphin.
Yeah, yeah, you already got the animal name there.
Yeah.
Disaster.
Can't wait till we do what animal, what's the spirit animal for all of our patrons.
Melvy, let's see, yours is the Melv.
And then for 0907, obviously it's gotta be Keyboard Hackerman.
Keyboard Hackerman. Yes, yes. Misaka Hackerman.
That's true, actually.
Heavy Metal Hermit Crab, you're there. That's already, that's it.
Zero notes, no notes, nar.
Heavy Metal Hermit Crab, that's already a Hideo Kojima name. It might also, something interesting about Hideo Kojima names, they're also almost Mega Man X boss names.
That's true. For Ryan Jasinski, I'm going to give the name he would want to give himself, which is like, yeah. Jizman.
Jizmansky.
Yeah. Jizmansky man.
Generic man?
Fuck.
Generic man. There you go. Wait. What about interesting generic man?
I like it. And then we've got, for Trevor Schechner, we've got Stat Lineman.
Stat Lineman.
Because he's a statistician. He knows a lot about stats.
Okay, yeah. Right is obviously wrong, Reitman, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or three rights.
Right.
ZZ Digital, we have, I'm going to say...
Wait, Left Reitman.
Yes, there you go. Left, right, left. Oh, no, it's crossing the street, left, right, left.
Yeah.
For ZZ Digital, we have Sleep Goodman. And he's an AI.
Yes.
He's a ghost in the machine, but he's always sleeping.
Kevin Biggs, Big Snake, you're welcome.
Biggie Snakes. Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm using my hands while I'm thinking of you. Is Jack Man?
Cause Rose. Oh my God, this is Raiden.
What?
Oh, this is Raiden. Cause Rose. I know.
Their name is about masturbation.
Oh yeah,
buddy.
Okay, I got it.
Jordan is doesn't get man.
What is sex? But anyway, Scarlet Myrmidon, aka Crimson Ant, because I think Myrmidon means ant in Greek.
The BB King BB though would be man name man.
Bluesman. Come on.
No, it'd be man bluesman.
Yeah.
Or sorry, it'd be man bluesman.
What about blues man blues? Because it's like
I got the blues.
It's like a palindrome.
Their name isn't a palindrome, though.
Man Bluesman. It goes, except for King.
Except for the part of the
name. And except for the fact it's not really a palindrome. It's a palindrome.
Or the end parts, because the isn't flipped.
Or the end part. Yeah, it's not a palindrome, actually, at all.
It's not. I don't think there's a word for what their name is.
But there's a parallelness to it.
Parallelogram, man.
Blues parallelogram.
Yes. Oh, that's Blues Parallelogram sounds pretty great.
Yeah.
All right. Next person, please.
I'm so sorry. I'm going to butcher this name. I apologize. Kasala Florian. There are a lot of umlauts now. I guarantee you that is not how the name is pronounced, but thank you so much.
Ignored Letterman.
I was thinking, what about Flowers Houseman?
I like it. And then my dad, Martin Weinberger, he would be Violin Playman.
That is accurate. Or what about David's Dadman? My Dadman.
And then you've got the last one, my friend.
I have Mike Carpenter.
Jesus Carpenter Man.
Jesus Christian Carpenter Man. No. Carpet Carpenter.
I like it.
Hideo Kojima made up these names in like 2 seconds. Like, these are all just placeholder names, and he just never changed it. I love it.
I really can't believe Hot Coldman is a pivotal character in one of the games.
Hot Coldman! Hot Coldman! Insane!
Absolute giga chat. And then he did it again with Dead Alive Man.
Dead Alive Man is somehow worse than Hot Coldman.
Yeah, well, Coldman is actually a last name.
Yeah, like, hey, what's up? My name is Hot. My name's Dead.
I wonder if hot is short for something. Okay, we can. Let me see. They didn't even like try and make it like hot came from like another name. Like his name isn't like Thomas or something.
No, his name is Hotimus.
It's not like Herschel or like I don't even know like what name you potentially could get the word hot from as in shortening. Let's see. Let's go list of men's names.
I don't think you'll find anybody whose name is hot. The best thing about him is that he was also the CIA chief of, like, Central America. He wasn't, like, an unknown... I guess he was unknown because it was the Cold War. I don't know. Whatever.
In the top 1,000 most popular men's names, none of them have the letters H-O-T in it.
Yeah. God. Hot Coldman.
All right. Well, Jordan, I think I'm going to say we got a bit to do. Isn't that right, good co-host man?
Yes. Yes.
What's my Kojima name?
That is correct. Ass Thickman.
Sounds good. All right.
What's mine?
I said you're good host. Good co-host, man.
Okay. Yes. 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 I'm also Artie Droa.
All right. Well, fuck off.
Anyway, thank you so much, everybody, for listening.
Yeah. All right. Bye.
Bye.